Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks and months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com. G'day, I'm James Rose from ContentSnare, and I'm about to do a video interview with Darren V. Rapa. Now, I met Darren on LinkedIn probably more than a year ago, and I've been meaning to interview him for so long, so here we go, finally. And the reason is because he has a really solid outreach strategy to get a consistent flow of leads. Now, this has been something I've been looking for to share with you guys for so long, because digital agencies, web designers, suffer from the classic feast or famine cycle because most leads come from places you don't control, like referrals. You can't really have a steady stream there. It works most of the time, but it'd be really nice to have a way where you can just get leads when you want them. And I really think Darren's got a solution to this, so I'm super excited to share this. It's a great, repeatable strategy that I'm hoping you can implement tomorrow, really. So the thing with outreach is it's really hard to do properly. If you go really, really personalized and put in a lot of work, a lot of that can just be wasted because people won't respond. But on the other side, if you don't put in enough personalization, you just look like every other person doing outreach. So Darren reveals a little trick in this that balances this perfectly. So you can do really good personalization without a lot of work. And you'll see what I mean when we come to it. So that's enough from me. Enjoy this video and let me know what you think below. Darren, thanks for joining me, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, James. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been speaking with you here on LinkedIn for probably more than a year. It's been kind of ridiculous and backwards and forwards. And I'm finally getting the chance to interview you. And what you do is like super interesting, right? Like from what I understand, your company, Long Hours at Work. I love the name. It's exactly what we're going for. I assume that's because you're going to take our long hours off us.
That's it. That's the angle.
Yeah. Whatever. But you guys have been responsible for generating like $2 billion in sales over 1,000 clients. Holy shit. That's pretty epic. And you've been able to get 8 appointments a day for companies looking for web design, web development work. So what the hell, man? Tell me more about this.
Well, look, the $2 billion sounds like a lot. It probably is a lot. But, you know, if you compare it to the giants, like you got Jay Abraham, that's probably everybody knows about. I mean, that guy's around $21 billion now. And you've got our own Ben Simkin. He is, I think, around $1.4, $1.6 billion. So, yeah, it's a big deal, but it does happen. Like, you just hang in there for 20 years, then it'll happen. And the whole, I think that's a perfect segue to talk about the web development projects. The whole thing is about providing value first. And we've always had that approach. The problem with providing value first is it's time consuming. So, and who do you provide value to? If they're not going to buy anything, you know, why am I giving these guys free stuff? So there's all that sort of happens.
So that's what you mean by providing value first in the way you get the work is by reaching out with value first. So like a freebie or something like that.
Yeah. In this instance, you're looking at a few different steps. And the first one would be to give them something that otherwise they would have to pay money for. That's the gist of it, you know, because there's so much information, there's so many lead magnets or downloads, ebooks, PDFs, and all that kind of stuff out there. Man, it's It's horrible, right? Like you've seen it. It's saturated with it. Download my stuff so I can send you 12 emails.
And it's always something like, here's like 5 plugins you need or something. Like it's not like they're the most valuable thing. So it's, it kind of sounds like this is a lead magnet on steroids. Like it's actually a service.
Yeah, it kind of is. It kind of is. Except that the main difference from this and your typical lead magnet is that this is something that people would have to sort of pay for. So in this sense, I'm giving them a service that you're right there.
Yeah, sorry. I was just like knocked the headphones out of my ears. Like I whacked the wire on the way down. I'm all good. Keep going. I'm listening.
It's all right. It happens. So yeah, it's the main difference is that, you know, if you just give someone a lead magnet, then they can, usually that information is readily available on Google. Yeah. But you know, what I tried to invent and what we succeeded in inventing was a way to perform a service that people would have to pay for if they were in the market to look for web developers and people that want to do web designs. They would actually have to pay for this, and we'd find a way to provide it for free. So, I mean, the response was huge. They were telling their friends about it. I'll tell you about that in a sec. But
let's get into that. What are you doing for free? Like this thing that they'd otherwise have to pay for.
Well, a website audit. That sounds simplistic, but I'm gonna tell you what we did with it. I think that's more important than the website audit itself. It's the activity than how we presented it, which actually made this work. Because a lot of web designers, web developers out there, they do website audits, and we're not web designers. So I did this to get content, and I did this for clients of mine, right? That are looking for web developers, because I'm not a web developer myself. What we do is content, but the website audit is part of what many web developers offer out there. So it's nothing new. It's nothing by itself. But it costs money to produce one of those. You know, it's not something that you can do, you know, 20 a day. It's kind of hard to do something like that unless you've got a team behind you that's actively pumping it out, finding those people that want those audits and need that work done, and then producing it on top of that. Before you're done, you're looking at 4 or 5 people working full time. To produce this thing. So it is a very time-consuming exercise, which is why people charge for it. So what we did was to innovate a bit and find a different way on how we could do it so that we wouldn't have to charge for it at all. And we could do it on a large scale. So we're doing a whole bunch of them every day. And that's what was generating the appointments. And the main obstacle, I mean, anybody could do this, what I'm talking about right now. Anyone listening to this right now, you could just go out there and start looking up websites that look like crap and just do an audit for them, send it in, just go, hey, man, like, what's going on? Like, your customers are running. You're throwing your customers in your competitors' arms. You know, you're pushing them there. And that's why you're not getting any business, because that's the first thing people do, right? They go online, they check out your website. It looks like crap when you're done. So that's what's going on right now. So anybody could do that. However, you could probably do 1 or 2 a day. Like, how many are you going to do? You know, like, how many, you've got your job, you've got your life, and hopefully you're not doing long hours at work, you know. And, you know, we've got all this stuff, and on top of that, now you're going to do extra audits, you get all these other things. So that was the main obstacle that differentiated from others that were trying to do the same thing, is I trained people that work at a much lower rate in Philippines to actually do these audits. It took us a while to train them up. But once we trained them, then we were getting that work done for a fraction of the cost. And because the cost got down to so low that we could actually offer those audits for free.
So what kind of services, like what's in the audit? What's the client getting?
So we zeroed in on 9 to 11 different areas of a website. So it's looking at UX, it's looking at, you know, how old, how dated the theme looks like, it's looking at the content, it's looking at, you know, whatever, you know, things that they have on the site, what content structure they've got, is it customer centric, is it, you know, is it talking about their services, is it not engaging, is it just bland, like do you feel, and the general feel of it as well, like when you go to it, is the first reaction, it's just like everybody else. You know, those are the 9 to 11 sort of criteria that we look for. And then we grade them. And then we give them 4 or 5 different, you know, bullet points, 4 or 5 different descriptions about those different areas. And then the other thing is SEMrush, the report, the paid report. that people have to pay to get that, which probably everybody listening today probably know that service, we get one of those for them and we stick that in there as well. And then, you know, if you've got any testimonials, the client's got any testimonials or anything like that, we'll stick it underneath that. Mm. And there's a link in there and they just go straight to fill out an application if they want to have a chat.
Yeah, so it's a lot more comprehensive than a typical audit because, you know, like some people try to sell bait, like not sell, like companies like SEMrush will say, oh, all you got to do is give them this paid report, you know. So I really like that you've gone the extra mile. It's not just dumping some web audit out of some software. You're actually going through and giving them personalized recommendations. That's a really big point of difference, you know. Like anyone can just dump out a raw report from like, oh, what's the other one? SEO, the link assistant guys, the website auditor. Yeah, very, very original name. So you know, they just dump that report and send it to them. But I mean, I know that can work, but this is obviously the next level to get.
Yeah.
You get an email like that, you're probably going to respond to it. So that's what they're getting. So how are you getting this in front of people? Like what's the outreach process look like?
The outreach process, we're going by a niche. So most web developers that we've worked with, they actually have a niche. So they want to work, you know, mid-sized companies that are in industry X, you know, in construction, or mid-sized companies that are in this industry. A couple of them wanted to do corporate. You know, that's what we're going for. So once we find that, all we have to do is just look up the site. And the thing is this, right? Like unless they've just done work on their website, the technology, the looks of these things, I mean, it's just changing so quickly that 90% of the sites that we're looking at need work. Yeah. It's just that no one is approaching them in a differentiated way. Like all these sites need work. Like any web developer with, you know, a minimum of 3 years of experience, I reckon, will look at just about 90% of the sites that we look at and just go, oh yeah, I can make a dramatic change on that site and make it look better. But you know, if that guy is just going to send them an email and go, hey, I'm going to build you a better website, you know, join the line with another 150 Indians or whatever, you know, they're sending you messages and just go, yeah, I want to build your website.
Yeah.
There's no point of differentiation, but this one, it's, you know, you approach them and you tell them, hey, I've done this. The approach is we tell them that we've done a free audit for them already. Do they want to see a copy? And as soon as they say yes, that's when we go and do it.
That's awesome.
Because otherwise you're just going to do like hundreds of them and nothing's going to happen.
That is a really big point there.
It's done, right? It's just sitting there. You want me to send this thing to you or not? And they go for it. And once they're in, then you've got two types of people. Some of them, they're really eager. They'll respond on the audit itself, but that's a really small percentage. The next thing that we do is I've trained a caller to actually call up that understands the audit and understands this process and just been doing it for a while. She calls up and she books the appointment on the phone. That's when you get them, because it's part of it. You've got goodwill, you've got a sense of gratitude there, and you've got reciprocity as well. They're going, all right, these guys have put all this effort in here, I'll hear them out. Mm. And if you've got a good case, you know, that there is something that you can actually improve there, that it's going to be something that's going to add value to what they're trying to do, then you pretty much got a deal. Because remember, it started with them saying, yeah, I want to see it. Because obviously it's something that that's working on their minds. They want to know like what's going on with their site and all that. So obviously there is something there that's not all. Because if you're completely happy, you know, about something, like for some reason, like there's a door behind you there, James. Like if I send you an email and said, hey, I've done an audit about your door and how it works, you know, would you want to see it? It's like a 5-page report, or when this, I think it's about 12 pages, this thing, you know, it's like 12 page report on your door. You're going to tell me where to go. My door, like, dude, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But you know, this is something that's on their mind because that's irrelevant, but this one, definitely, it's relevant. That's why they want to see it. And yeah, they know that this is the lead in into a sales process too. So, and they still want to see it. You kind of screen them as well.
And I'm trying to think of ways I can do this to Content Snare now, like to apply this same thing to our software. It's really cool, man. Like this is, you hear this all the time, like leading with value, or, you know, especially to make outreach work, leading with value. And I think this is probably the best example of it that I've heard so far. So,
thanks,
props to you. So, I mean, really, it sounds like this is something that pretty much anyone could implement, but obviously it's going to take a fair bit of time, and that's where your service steps in. So you, this is a service you provide to people,
absolutely. Look, the whole thing, long hours at work, right? We created that to remove long hours at work from people's lives. So I'm not talking to you so that I can give your listeners more crap to do. You know, during the day. Like, oh, great idea for you. Now you've got more stuff to do. And, you know, you're already struggling with 12 hours, you know, and you're like, all right, great. Thanks, Darren. Now I've got 13 hours of work to do for you. that would defeat the purpose. So, yeah, we have created a service around this, and it's, you know, it's got a really high conversion rate. I mean, disclaimers here, it does, because the way this thing ends is you don't actually send them the report, or you could, but you could actually tell them, yeah, it's a presentation. I'd like to present it to you. And the curiosity factor is there. Then you actually get in the door if you want to do that. So, for example, if you know there's a business, it's a target business, $20 million, you know, in turnover, and they want a $100,000 website built or whatever it is, or even if at the lower end, $10,000, but it's a target organization and you really want to get in there, you can actually play the curiosity card. Sorry, English is my third language. So you can actually play that card and just go, all right, do you want to see your report? And if you want to see it, I'm happy to come in and present it to you. And they'll find a bit compelled to actually let you in. And then you can organize marketing managers to be there and everyone to be there. And you get all your decision makers in one room and you just pound that thing through. But at the front end of that, you know, you don't want to be doing all that legwork to get to that point. Yeah. And that's what this service comes in. We take everything off you. We'll find the sites. You give us the industry. We'll find the industry. If you don't have one, we'll help you find a niche for yourself. If you don't have one, and then once you've got the niche, we look at the, company size. We find out who are the decision makers in there. We approach them on LinkedIn or we call email, whichever way. Look, they actually want the stuff. So the approach itself, in some ways, it's just that we're just providing scale and previous experience. Obviously, we know the words that you need to use to get their attention. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's something that they're going to want and they're going to like you and love you for doing it. And once they get that, then you can play that card. Either you want to hang on to the report and tell them you're going to present it, so just put it into a PowerPoint. Or the actual report, you send it to them, and then you call on the back of that and just go, all right, do you guys want to have a chat about this? I'm happy to walk you through it because it looks a bit technical, especially that SEM Rush report. That can get pretty technical.
Yeah, I've seen one of those. They are a bit full on.
Yeah. I mean, these guys, you know, they wouldn't know HTML from any other language or whatever.
Yeah.
They put something like that in front of them, and it just...
Yeah.
So that's where that service comes in, and it actually takes time away, because if you have this, as a pipeline, you have this plugged into your CRM, all these leads coming through, because there's a large number of appointments that it generates. Have all that going through, you probably don't have to do any other marketing, so you can just put a big fat tick next to your marketing and business development and just go, I'm done.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and you can just focus on your job.
Yeah, madness. This is really exciting for people who are, I guess, struggling to get work, or even if they just want to grow, because it can be quite difficult, like the economies of scale if you're sort of flat out where you are, to hire another person becomes, like, you can't do that yet because you don't have enough profit. But this sounds like a really good channel to sort of tap into to grow your business. Or, yeah, like I said, if you're struggling to get work. So this is really cool. I can't wait to share this, actually. This is going to be awesome.
Thanks. Thanks, man. Yeah.
Well, I guess what I'll do is drop a link either on the video or below the video so you guys can go and find out a bit more. If it's helped you, please share this around, because, I mean, obviously that process there can be done by anyone. So, you know, you can feel free to take that and go and do it and share it with people. If you don't have the time and you don't want long hours at work, talk to Darren, hit the link below and have a chat, because this is really cool. Like, I've been looking for a way, something to recommend people that is just a channel that gets leads, because that's the hardest thing for web design, right? Like, you can do content marketing and you can do networking and you're kind of relying on referrals and this work that comes in here and there, but just a channel that you can switch on. Like, people try to say Facebook ads or Google ads are ways you can do that, but it's I don't know many people that are making that work, right? Because it's so expensive. Yeah. Everyone's trying to do it. I mean, it's very hard to differentiate. This is the next level, right? So thank you so much for sharing that and for coming on.
Thanks, James. Thanks. Absolute pleasure. I love that I was able to contribute value.
No worries.
Thank you.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.